It's National Puppy Day. It's National Puppy Day. So there. Want a puppy.
All right.
Got it. Tom, this is...
And who wouldn't want a puppy?
Yeah, I agree.
May not want a dog, but who wouldn't want a puppy?
Well, as Bill Cosby says about babies, they're false advertising, though.
That's right. I mean, okay. Yeah, they're right.
So cute, and then... Oh, okay. Tom, this is pretty big news, buddy.
Okay.
We probably should have started the show with this, but maybe started the hour with it.
Starting over.
No. Researchers have tracked down a protein that appears to be the culprit in male baldness.
Now you tell
too
me.
Late for you.
I'm sorry.
He's just want to rub it in, Tom.
That's it. Thus identifying.
Is that how you apply it?
Yeah. Thus identifying what they call a target for new treatments. University of Pennsylvania scientists found that the protein's levels are boosted in bald areas of the scalp when they bred mice. Poor mice with the high levels of this stuff. It's called, I don't know, prostaglandin D, S, and 8, or whatever. The mice went totally bald. Meantime, a protein halted the growth of transplanted human hair.
So you got a bunch of bald mice running around.
Bad news for Joe Biden. Once again, the protein halted the growth of transplanted human hair. Essentially, researchers identified the target for treating male pattern baldness. Now it's time to learn whether a treatment based on that process would, in fact, reverse balding or just prevent it, something that may take a while to figure out. I guarantee you there are men who will line up. Whatever price.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, so we'll see.
Young men.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. But, you know, if the crop's dead, the crop's dead.
So, once again, the
all the seed in the world ain't going to help that, son.
That's right. Somebody round up his head, and it ain't coming back. So, a company based in Bryan, hottest thing yesterday on the New York Stock Exchange. I mean, this company had just quietly been minding their business, moving between $4 and $4.25 per share for the past 2 months, and then suddenly it went crazy. That's right. We're talking about Bryan, Ohio.
You tease.
Ohio Arts Etch-A-Sketch. Now, understand, yesterday, within 12 hours of the Etch-A-Sketch thing that the guy said, Ohio Arts stock price tripled.
Yeah, how many short sales are going to be going on?
To just above $12 a share. I mean... To give you an idea of how insane that is, I mean, consider that the stock was strictly traded in this area from $2.50 up to $4 for the past 3 years, and in one day it triples, which obviously shows there are a whole bunch of moron traders out there.
Boy, if there's some Etch-A-Sketch profit sharers out there.
Well, my thought is, right, exactly. And I know that I've got a portfolio.
I told you
it'd
pay off.
That's
look,
right.
You never believed me.
Got a portfolio that's got that Etch-A-Sketch thing.
Etch-A-Sketch along with Confederated Steel or something.
Yeah.
You know?
But it is. They are based in Bryan, Bryan, Ohio.
Ohio.
And and who can forget?
Magical silvery screen, my Ohio heart, Etch-A-Sketch. Oh.
I can forget that because I never heard it.
1973.
That'd be why.
Yeah. Nicole Gresh, who is a spokesperson for the Bryan, Ohio-based toy maker, founded in 1908.
She said, what? Huh?
She said, we haven't gotten this many calls since June. That's when Lions, Colorado held a Sketchapalooza to try to set a Guinness record.
Sketchapalooza.
Did y'all ever make anything worthwhile with an Etch-A-Sketch?
No.
I hated Etch-A-Sketches. I hated them.
You draw a line, draw another line.
It's like, oh, look, a staircase.
Yeah, we get it. You can draw a staircase with your Etch-A-Sketch.
Try to draw a circle. I can't do it.
You don't impress me to do that.
The toy was...
Sorry, Mom.
You'll never amount to anything.
That's right.
That's right.
Look at your sister.
That's right. We're going to... Everything I paid for Etch-A-Sketch lessons.
That's right.
Yeah. That was an investment.
That's exactly
in
right.
In your future. You're nothing but a disappointment, just like your father.
Now, your brother's a concert pianist.
No. I got a brother from my mother. She's got some explaining to do.
The toy was invented by Andre Castellanos. Castellanos.
Yeah, keep trying.
In the late 1950s, he was an electrician. His original version was called the Telecran. That didn't work very
well. Can't imagine why kids wouldn't be interested in that.
It used a joystick, glass, and aluminum powder. Ohio Arts bought the rights to it. And they built it in Bryan, Ohio for a long time, but they don't anymore. Now it's made in China. Exactly.
Well,
right.
But the concept of the Etch-a-Sketch is used every day. I mean, now, when you use a credit card and you sign for something on the little, you know, the little plastic, you know, pad.
Except it's not aluminum powder.
Or something like that. Yeah. But isn't that the same concept?
Well, you were removing the aluminum powder.
Right.
On the Etch-a-Sketch.
Exactly. I'm pretty sure the clerk at HEB doesn't shake the terminal when I get done signing it to clear it out.
I understand
what you're saying.
Thank you, sir. Have a nice day.
it's developed more than that.
Yes, as a matter of fact. Yeah,
but writing on a plastic surface and seeing it come up, though.
Yeah. By the way, you're right.
Etch-a-Sketch was removing something.
For you people who were making fun of... Mm-hmm. Consider Tim George of Columbus, Ohio.
Who are we making fun of?
About the Etch-a-Sketch lessons. Oh. He's an artist, it says here, whose medium is the Etch-a-Sketch.
Ah. God, I bet nobody shakes his tablet.
Yeah, really. He's done drawings.
Yeah, can you imagine a display of it? Don't touch it.
Yeah, he's done. If there's an earthquake, he's in trouble.
Oh, man. Then there's no proof of his work.
It's gone.
Oh, it was a Mount Rushmore. Yeah. Sure it was.
He's done an Etch-a-Sketch drawing of all... It was a quilt. Yeah, right, sure.
Of course it was. Yeah. We all believe him.
Let's just tell Tim everything will be fine.
That's right. Yeah. He's still in the fetal position in the corner.
Yeah, he's apparently done a drawing of all 44 U.S. American presidents. So.
Of course he has. That looks just like Millard Fillmore.
Hello.
I'm just put a new twist on the idea of identity theft.
Okay, how? I don't follow it, but that's fine. What else? Oh, do you want to know any other toys they make? No, of course you don't.
I was about to ask. You know, they said that the Etch-a-Sketch wasn't invented until the 50s, but this company's been around for over 100 years.
It has.
So what else did they do?
They do
the little guy with the mustache?
No. I went in and looked, and they in fact do shoes that teach you to lace up and Velcro and things like and lace. They do that, but I mean it's kid stuff, little kid stuff. Let's see what else we got going on. That's
Show Observer points out there's no radio station in Bryan, Ohio doing this much.
He's got a point.
It would seem to me that we should strike while the iron is hot.
That's right.
Maybe
we can convince them to relocate.
Well, it says here.
Then we can
get
some economic development love.
Exactly right. Well, I'm thinking Sister City Project. Anyway, it employs 100.
Oh, you make them real mad, get College Station to partner with them.
College Station, Bryan, Ohio.